They gave me the football. I got knocked down. I got back up, and I asked for the football again. They gave me the football. You get knocked down. I get back up. Give me the football again. In this business, you're going to get knocked down. People are going to say no. Things are not going to go right. You're going to have setbacks. You're going to have chargebacks. You're going to have all kinds of things. But the reality is that you see the goal and the vision of where you want to go and what you want to do. And I always, it was scoring touchdowns and it was winning games. And here I look at this business, it's a sport to me.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Well, hey, we're really fortunate today and very excited to have NFL former MVP and most valuable player in the league and Hall of Fame, Marshall Faulk. So, Marshall, welcome to Leadership Live.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. How you guys doing? Doing well?
We're doing great. Well, great. We appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. And, you know, I was looking at your NFL career. Obviously, it was a great one. And you did some things that really hardly anybody else has ever done, like catching 1,000 yards in a season and running for 1,000 yards in a season. And I thought, you know, kind of reminds me a little bit about this business because we build teams and we also work with clients. So you got to be good at two things that often people are only good at one of them. But if you can be good at both of them, you can really build one heck of a business. So talk about what that was like in the NFL and what it's like here so far.
Yeah, so in the NFL, and very similar to this business, and that was a part of what attracted me to what we do and how we do things. You come out and you're a young kid and you're trying to build your brand. You want to build who you are, and at the same time, you're trying to make this team better. We're literally, you have guys that you're competing against, other people that play your position, and you're sharing with them the differences in how you do things and how they do things, because you understand if the best person is doing the job, then your team has a better chance of winning. And I think about here, what I've been able to do and sharing my experiences and on and off the field, and to bring that to be successful in football and how they're paralleling how to be successful in this business as well.
Well, that's fantastic.
What made you decide to go into this business, Marshall? What was it about this that was so attractive to you outside of after the NFL?
It was a fit. First of all, I was financially illiterate, business owner, made a lot of money, just was lucky that my financial advisors did not take advantage of me. That was the first thing, getting that education, knowing that I can now give that to someone. And then the opportunity of team. People just don't understand, when you play team sports your whole life, to leave that arena, in no other place in business do you have team, but here you have team. You get to pour into people, you get to watch them grow, you get to help them be successful, and I just like the whole camaraderie that we have with competing against other offices within your hierarchy, then competing against other hierarchies. And the grand scheme of things is we're competing to do great work, which is help people. We're trying to help people to make sure that they live a great life now, but live an even better life later.
Well, that's fantastic. We know I tell people, I think you're the original Tom Brady. You know, you're one of the only people I know of besides him that went to a new team and won the Super Bowl the first year. So talk about that for a second, what it was like to come to a brand new team. Next thing you know, you win it all.
You know, it's I think about it all the time. And it was one of the best things that ever happened to me. And the reason why I say it was the best thing that happened to me, because after 5 years being all pro three, making four Pro Bowls, going to the playoffs, you feel like you've arrived.
Right.
But then you walk into this new locker room. And I'm going to tell you, it happened to me in WFG as well. You walk into this new arena, and it's almost like you have to prove yourself again.
Right.
And there's just a sense of, hold up, wait, they don't know me like that. I have to show them why I am who I am and why I did the things I did them. And there's that right there is just enough. And I saw it happen with Tom Brady early in the season. He wasn't playing well, threw interceptions. Head coach came out and did something that Even Bill Belichick wouldn't do, which was blame Tom Brady for something. Say, no, it was Tom's fault. He played a bad game. He sucked.
Right, right.
And as soon as that happens, you go out and you realize that you have to prove yourself in a different manner.
So you knew right away that even though you're established, you're a Pro Bowl, you're literally one of the greatest ones ever, you're starting over and you got to go to this new team. And now, you know, even though in one way you have nothing to prove, in another way you got to start over. You got to show them that, hey, I am the best and watch what I can do.
Exactly. And when you figure that out, and I think about when I came into this business, I remember I went to my first convention and they were treating me like, hey, this is Marshall Faulk. Hey, we want you to sit down here. We want to make sure you're taken care of. I was like, guys, listen, if I'm going to do this, I need to sit in the cheap seats. I need to sit with the people that I came with. I need them to see that I am no better than them. So right. When the time comes and I'm doing well in this business, they don't say something was handed out to me. Because that's what you want. You want to earn everything in life.
That's a very good point. And I know that's it's natural, you know, when you recruit somebody sharp like that. And but I have to tell you that the numbers you're doing already have been very impressive. So you're off to a great start and really got some good things going.
Thank you. Just working hard at it.
How does it compare, Marshall, in terms of the difficulty playing in the NFL and building this business? Can you kind of make some kind of comparison in terms of the work it takes?
Yeah. Yeah, I tell people all the time, one of the reasons why I knew I was going to be successful in this business because there's the similarities in football and what we do. They gave me the football, I got knocked down, I got back up, and I asked for the football again. They gave me the football, you get knocked down, I get back up, give me the football again. In this business, you're going to get knocked down. People are going to say no, things are not going to go right, you're going to have setbacks, you're going to have chargebacks, you're going to have all kinds of things. But the reality is that you see the goal and the vision of where you want to go and what you want to do. And I always, it was scoring touchdowns and it was winning games. And here I look at this business, it's a sport to me. That's how I look at it. How many people can I contact? How many people can I present this business opportunity to? How many families can I help? It's like how many yards, how many touchdowns? And if you see it that way and you play the game, you're going to have, and you have fun doing it. I mean, when you get knocked down, you look forward to getting back up just to show people you're tough.
And you don't have any linebackers chasing around the field, which is good.
whole different. Yeah. This getting knocked down is a lot easier than the NFL getting knocked down. I'll tell you that.
It's got to be. You know, when you look at your highlight film, it's pretty cool, except for at the end of all those spectacular runs or catches, somebody literally knocks you right on your butt. And I thought, well, you know, that doesn't happen here in our business, really.
No. A little different,
yeah. You know, another thing is you can do our business as long as you want to. There's no mandatory retirement at 35 or whatever, you know. You can just keep going and keep going and keep going, which means it can be a business for your whole life.
And that's the thing. That's what I love here. You know, you're doing great work, but you're also building a legacy. And one that you can actually leave behind.
Right.
And I've been fortunate. I have my son, I have my daughter working with me, and they see the legacy, and they see in it. And guess what? As much as I love football, I couldn't have them in a locker room. They couldn't suit up and play with me.
Right.
They couldn't go out and have fun with me. And I get to do that here with them.
So what are your goals, Marshall, for this business? What do you want to accomplish?
Oh man, first of all, just if I can affect, and I say touch, affect a million people, and then on top of that, just a little short of a half a million. If I can get a half a million people to experience being a millionaire, I get to do the philanthropy part with helping a million people, and then I get to do the entrepreneurial part and making a half a million millionaires. That's small goals, small things, but I think about where I came from when I was a kid and I was playing football and I was telling them, man, one day I'm going to play in the NFL. It was a small goal, small dream, but it happened. And you never know. You never know what you can do until you start doing it. And like I tell people, anything worth starting is worth finishing. And so I'm gonna try to accomplish that. And the beauty to our business, if I die trying, then my kids will pick up the legacy and see it through.
That's right. Well, you know, one of the other neat things about this is if you tried to teach me how to be a all-pro running back, I still couldn't do it. But we can teach other people how to do this business, and whether they're tall or short or old or young or male or female, they can learn this and acquire the skills here and practice and better themselves, and they can become successful, where you can't do that in athletics.
Yeah, it's a whole different ball game. I think about the skill sets here. You know, you can acquire them, and then here's the best part: you don't have to be the best at anything to be successful here. In sports, not only do you have to be the best, and not only do you have to have talent, drive, will, determination, all of these things are characteristics that you need to have. But here, you just have to want for it. If you want for it, bigger, faster, stronger it means nothing. And the percentages, if you're successful 70% of the times, 80% of the times, 90% of the times, you're doing awesome. In football, I always tell people this: at the end of the day, my yards, none of that matters. What matters is when the clock strikes zero, did you win or did you lose? It's finite.
Right.
But here, that's not the case. You can still win without winning the game. You can still, there's other wins for you.
Well, that's so fantastic. True. How would you describe, I know everybody always wants to ask you this question probably, but since you've been the NFL MVP, you won the Super Bowl, that's the as big as it gets in the sport of football. What did that feel like when the clock struck zero in the Super Bowl and you're the champ, you're going to get one of those rings, and you just, nobody could do better that year?
It was gratifying and disappointing. And it was gratifying because in every other sport, I won a championship. That was the first championship I won in football.
Okay.
And it was gratifying because the goal was accomplished. And it wasn't because I was anticipating something more. I realized that my actual joy of playing the game was playing the game. But I had put so much on because I had won championships in other sports. I had put so much into just winning a championship. And I realized that the hard work, the practice, the actual games, all of that stuff is really where it's at. The only thing that winning a championship does is it allows people to give you a title or a name. And I realized at that point in time, and it's literally helped me in this business, you know, don't let the titles identify the work. Go out, do the work, bust your butt. The title doesn't mean anything. Somebody can have a title that they did not earn. There's other guys that was on that team who didn't play a down, they're Super Bowl champions. But the work that I did and the people that I built, that's where it is.
I know a lot of times when people talk about someone like Tom Brady, they always mention Bill Belichick and the role those guys had together. How do you think that translates into business? What role does a leader in business play when they've got good people and great people they're working with trying to help them become successful?
Yeah, you're speaking to, I tell people this is the beauty of the fast start. You know, it's like when we ask them about their goals and their dreams and what they want to be and what they want from this business, that then becomes, as a coach and as a leader, what we hold them to.
Right.
When they hit those tough times, it's our job to now encourage and to let them know how much success that they have had. Because sometimes we don't really pour into them how great they are or how great they're doing, because we want them to keep their eyes forward and not look back. But it's in those moments when they're not having the best day or things are not going well and life is has knocked them down, you know, I don't believe in helping them up. I believe in encouraging them to just get up. Because once you learn how to get up on your own from being knocked down, you then learn how to deal with life. Because that's what life does. You know, life is life. This business, sports, business, any business, life. You show me a quitter in life, I'm gonna show you a quitter in football. I'm gonna show you a quitter in business. I'm gonna show you a quitter.
Wow.
Well, that's great. Marshall, what's been the most difficult part of this business for you, making the transfer over to this business from football? What's been the most difficult part of it for you?
I say this, and I'm going to try to say this and not like sound unhuman, but dealing with average people whom don't believe in themselves. You know, I come from a very elite world. I'm talking narcissistic, the greatest ever, I'm the best. At some point in time, think about it, in the NFL, at some point in time, everybody on that team, they were the best person on their team.
Yeah, right.
And in this business, what happens is, oh, I can't do that. Oh, that's not for me. Oh, that only happens to you because you're Marsh. No, this doesn't happen, not just because I'm Marsh. It's because I work my butt off, that's why. And dealing with that, learning, I've learned how to deal with that. I was very dismissive to it in the beginning, but now I understand when I hear that where they are coming from. They've never been on a team, they've never been coached, they've never been led, and they've probably never won in life. So now I have to take them through why this arena is the perfect place for them to come and play and not just learn some things about business, but personally develop to become who you really want to be.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, you know, that's what this is all about. I mean, none of us started as successful business leaders. We had to come here and get licensed and learn the business and be bad at first, give terrible appointments, and just learn how to get the words put together. But when you get it down, the neat thing about this business to me is that you can keep it going. And every year, you can continue to grow and build. And I think that's a little different than sports, because sometimes in sports, as you get older, you got to learn to deal with, you're not quite the player you used to be. But here, for your entire career, you can get better every single year and improve and even do better every single year. So that's exciting.
Yeah, it's the growth here, it's sustainable. And not only can you sustain it, but you can ascend every year to where in sports, what we are doing is when you come in as a young guy, you're the most talented you will ever be. Now, your knowledge, so your talent is here and your knowledge is here. And what you're trying to do is if you can learn faster and meet your talent at a higher level, you have a longer time in that sweet zone to where you're going to play well because your talent is at its most and the education and your experience is at its highest, and then they start to cross and you can get by for a while but pretty soon you figure out, okay, I'm not the man I once was. This is a young man's game. I got to get out. It doesn't happen here.
Marshall, what do you say to people that are watching this that'll say, well, yeah, he's an NFL superstar, legend. Of course he's going to be able to do this business because everyone's going to join his team because he's Marshall Faulk, and I'm just Joe Blow, and I work at the post office, and he can do it, of course, but I can't do it. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, no, that's not true. It's taken me probably longer. See, people saw me in a certain light. And it's harder for them to see me in that light now. Some of my friends and some of the people that I meet or I encounter, they already see me as an athlete. So they have to erase the guy who brought them entertainment and now listen to me in about the financial world, about providing them service. That's harder. I'm telling you, that's harder. The reality is, it's not my status or my statue. It's what I have inside of me, which is I'm a worker. That's what I've always done. And now that I get a chance to work for myself, I'm going to work even harder than I did when I worked for other people.
That's great.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, Marshall, this has been great, man. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today, to share your thoughts. And I just want to congratulate you on getting off to such a great start and doing such a wonderful job already. And I know it's just the beginning, and I know anything's possible with someone that works as hard as you do. So thanks again for all you're doing, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you guys for having me, and have a blessed day.
Thanks, Marshall. You too.
Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Now, WealthWave's official podcast. If you like this episode and want to hear more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast or Leadership Now on iTunes. Join us each week to grow as an entrepreneur and succeed as a leader in the financial business with WealthWave.